We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jim Powell joining us. He knows both clubs pretty well. Longtime voice of the Brewers, along with Bob Uecker. Voice of the Braves since, I believe, 2009. Let me get that year right. Jim Powell joining us. Jim, thank you for a couple of minutes. In the non-Uecker division, you've always been my favorite. In the non-Uecker division of Brewers broadcasters. Hey, Jeff Levering's getting close, though. I love Levering, so he's getting close. But you still hold the top spot.
Well, that's very nice. Jeff Levering is really good. I was just very honored that you just said Jim Powell alongside Bob Uecker. Like, my name is never first, never was, never will be. But I appreciate that.
I always like when you go, "All right, Jim," and then you take over from there. I was like that. It's so minor and nothing, but like no one tells that story. But I would always imitate him going, "All right, Jim." I have a Uecker question. I'll wait on that. I want to talk about the series. I want to talk about the playoffs. You were here. Your last year was 08, right?
Correct.
So you did get a playoff for the Brewers.
The CC Sabathia, playoff mania, yes.
I was at that game in the stands in right field. I was in the play for the Phillies playoff series, and I think Dave Bush struck out the side right away. And that building, I've never heard it louder. And I just think that for you to be here for so long and then to finally at least get to see a playoff series, I think you're going to see that same kind of excitement again, because the Brewers went from a team, Jim, as you know, that did not make the playoffs. And now our club has made it 4 years in a row. I think it's going to be a special environment. I'm glad you get to come back up and see it from even the Braves' perspective.
Yeah, honestly, these are my two favorite teams in Major League Baseball, the Braves and the Brewers, for obvious reasons. I've spent an equal amount of time now with both, 13 years. But, I've always rooted for the Brewers ever since I left. I'll never forget the team. I hate to always refer to as, CC Sabathia and give him all the credit. He deserves a ton of it, but there were a lot of other players too that, were part of that team. It was just CC that put that team over the top and broke that drought, which was great.
Yeah, it was such a great year because you had the Fielders and Weeks and Braun, and you had those guys that we all looked towards as being like, this will be the team. And then they get CC and he pushes it over the edge. And baseball that year was crazy here. And it's good to see, the Brewers have gotten that success again in 2011, but now more specifically, last 4 years making the playoffs. Braves, as we know, they consistently have a crack at it. Last year getting close to the World Series and this year winning the NL East to get into the playoffs. What's the last month been like for the Braves? Because I think this is a club that the Brewers, even though the Brewers, their pitching's very good, the Braves lineup is something that can test you pretty good.
Well, and what's amazing to me is that, the Braves just could not get over 500 for the entirety of the first half of the season, almost all the way up to the trading deadline, to the point that the Braves were thinking about selling off, or the rumors had it as such. I believe all the rumors, by the way, just a personal
headline.
But the Braves were, are they selling? Are they buying? Are they standing pat? What are they going to do up to the trading deadline? They could get to 500. As they did multiple times, but they could not get over 500 in the first half. And then they had a good week leading up to the trading deadline, and Alex Anthopoulos, who's an excellent general manager, decided, okay, we're going to buy, but we're going to do it on a measured basis. And they bought, you know, guys like Jorge Soler, who has been awesome for them. I don't know how they stole Adam Duvall for a bag of chips and a bottle of pop, but they did. And Duvall has been a monster for the Braves. And he was having a good year even before the trade. It's not like he was a buy-low guy. They made multiple moves that on paper you say, okay, I'm not sure what this does for the Braves. I'm not sure what that does for the Braves. And then they threw that team out there in the beginning of August, and they've had one of the best records in baseball since then. They've been they finished the season 36-19, their last 55 games. They won 12 of their last 14 games to finish out the season. So this is a hot club coming into the postseason. They hit a ton of home runs. They live by the home run. They die by the home run. Their record when they don't hit a home run is terrible. So to me, that's a small inside baseball thing to watch in this, what I think is going to be a compelling and very competitive five-game series. Can the Braves hit home runs against a great pitching staff like the Brewers have? Brewers, last time we saw the Brewers, the Braves lost 2 out of 3 at home. And that was right around the trading deadline. So it wasn't that early. So I don't know. I think it's a flip of the coin type series. It's a popcorn series for me.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I think the odds of the Brewers is a slight favorite. But I can see the Braves coming in here, mashing some home runs at now American Family Field and taking it back to Atlanta. It's going to be a good series. That's the way that you would want it in the playoffs. And the Brewers, you know, their strong point is if you got a team coming in here that can hit home runs, as we're talking with Jim Powell, voice of the Braves, they've got a good pitching staff. So I know when you were here, like late 90s and then throughout the 2000s, Brewers and great pitching staff, those phrases never really went together, especially now, like these guys are homegrown for the most part. It's amazing, I would think, to look up here and see that the Brewers' strength is their starting pitching, Jim.
Well, I can tell you that everybody around the National League, all they talk about is the Brewers' pitching staff. I mean, they know that because that's what the Braves, that was their formula, is they won 14 straight division titles at one point, and now they've won 4 in a row. But particularly during the long run, it was all pitching. It was Glavine, Smoltz, Maddux. You know, they gave him a chance in every single game in the postseason and the regular season. So the Braves have better offensive credentials than the Brewers coming into the series, but the Brewers have great pitching credentials. So that's what I love about this series, is that it's a clash of strengths that are not the same. And I'm interested to see, can the Braves hit a bunch of home runs against a great pitching staff in a relatively short series, best of five? I don't know. It's going to be a great series, I believe.
There are things that we can look at, and you've already talked about, like the home runs and the record with, the record without. There's things that tangibly we can measure, and there's a lot of that in baseball. You know, how you do against righties, how you do against lefties, all that stuff. One thing that's hard to measure is momentum, and that's kind of been what we've been talking about up here. And, the Braves, they're playing games. They got to win these games. They got to win the division. They've got that big series with the Phillies. They take care of them. They win the NL East. With the Brewers, this division, while not wrapped up until the second last week of the season, essentially was wrapped up since the All-Star break. So they're trying different things. They're trying to stay healthy. They're giving other guys opportunities. And there's not a lot of momentum going into the playoffs. My thinking is you got a 4-day break. So whatever momentum, good or bad, it's all kind of reset when you're in a new atmosphere on Friday. Is that too simplistic of a way of thinking, or should we pay more attention to the momentum from both of these clubs, Jim?
You know, I think you're spot on, honestly. I've always thought that in baseball, you only have as much momentum as the next day's starting pitcher, and that's it. And if you have a little layoff, or if you're in the case of the Brewers, you're able to rest some players. I honestly think we may look back at the end of the series and say that was the tipping difference in the favor of the Brewers. I don't think, I mean, yes, the Braves had to play hard almost to the wire. They did have a nice lazy weekend against the Mets. Now they get a few days off before they have to play. So, I mean, both sides are going to be rested. But I do think that clinching early is better than clinching late in many respects, especially if there's a layoff before that first game of the playoff series, as there is in this case. So I think it may well be an advantage for the Brewers.
Let's get the Bob Uecker question, if I may. I'm sure you expected one. I'd like to ask you one.
No, never.
Well, so here's the thing that I think is so, like, great about with Bob is obviously, and I know you were just in that piece with The Athletic where they were asking a bunch of former partners about it. I think the thing with Bob Uecker is you can, like, look at his career and be in awe of it and say, I want a career. God, if I could even have half of that career. But then the way that he still, what is he, 87? The way that he still connects with the guys in the clubhouse that are, like, 23, they took a team photo after they clinched the division against the Mets, and they wanted Bob to be in it. So they're like, you get over here. And for some reason, he goes in front of the team, and he looks backwards, not facing the camera, and he just does like a face plant into the ground. Like he's just laying there. I don't know. I don't know how he did it. I don't know how he gets up. But for him to keep creating these stories, creating these moments, and to be in all these different iterations of Brewers baseball, he's always been a part of the team. I just, that's the thing that I think I'm the most in awe of.
You know, the whole time I was with the Brewers, Bob was the first one off the bus, and it was great for the rest of the players because Bob would come off the bus, and the fans and the autograph seekers and the people with cameras would all circle around him, and the rest of the team, including all the players, could just walk off and go right in the hotel. It was great. He's always been that center of attention, and rightfully so. He is the funniest man on the face of the earth. I wish we had 2 or 3 hours where I could try to explain it, but it still wouldn't. I wouldn't get there. He just has it, whether it's like you say, something that he just does in front of a camera that people don't even know what he's doing, he doesn't know what he's doing until it's not planned.
Yeah.
But he does something that makes everybody like take a totally different look at the entire situation. So you got an entire playoff team in a picture, and you got Bob doing a faceplant. That is classic Bob Uecker. He's not trying to steal the attention from the players, by the way. I mean, that is never his intention. As we all know from listening to him broadcast for all these years, the game and the players are first and foremost at all times. But he's a showman. He's a guy that is addicted to making other people laugh, and he's so good at it. I'm telling you, he's the funniest man on the face of the earth, and he's a lot funnier than even most people that only hear him publicly think he is.
There was an episode of Seinfeld where they're like, Jerry's like, I don't want to be funny. And so he tried to be mad, but then he ended up being funnier. And it's like, even if Bob, it just seems like even if Uke's not trying to be funny, he can't turn it off. He's always going to be funny, even if he's not like laughing at him, but what you're doing is funny. You're just a funny guy.
I mean, he has a gift, and the gift is being shared with all of us, that nobody else that I've ever met or even come close to meeting or encountering. I mean, I watch Seinfeld. I watch lots of comedians, and nobody is better than Bob. And he doesn't do it. He doesn't have to force it. He doesn't have to use F-bombs. He's a clean, funny guy that most people can't do. They want to throw a little shock in there just to make sure that you're going to laugh. He doesn't have to do that. He knows he's going to make you laugh. He doesn't have to use shock treatment.
Jim Powell, he'll be returning to Milwaukee. Do you have time to, like, do anything? Are you able to get out and see places you used to go or no?
Oh, my wife and I come back regularly. We love Milwaukee. Our kids were all essentially raised in Milwaukee. We love the fact that the community there has given them two sturdy legs. Our kids are turning out great, and we think it's a lot because of the upbringing in Milwaukee. We love to to come back to the town. We do it every year. Just, you know, take our own pleasure trip and see our friends. We have, you know, a ton of friends and folks back there that we love to see.
Did you root for the Bucks or the Hawks in that series?
I'm not a big NBA fan, I'll be honest with you. So I was happy for Milwaukee that they pulled out the win. That's great for the city. We're very well aware of the evolution of the city of Milwaukee since we left.
Yeah.
13 years ago. I mean, it's been very impressive. So we always root for Milwaukee. We love the way that they're developing their city.
Jim, it's great to have you on. Enjoy the weekend. Have a good call. And hopefully we can win one for Bob this year, and maybe you guys can win it next year.
I understand the sentiment 100%. I think it's going to be a great series for everyone involved. I'm just looking forward, like I said, it's a popcorn series.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
Have a great day. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. That's Jim Powell, longtime partner with Bob Uecker in that broadcast booth. And he was always my favorite of, again, in the non-Uecker division. Jim Powell was a stud. Jeff Levering, I do like Jeff. Jeff is fast approaching. I do like Jeff Levering quite a bit. But Jim was always the best. And he's from Georgia, you know, because he was there a long time. Bob's broadcast partners, you know, like Phil Hughes was there for like a year, but he gets this, or Pat Hughes, rather. Phil Hughes was a pitcher. He's no good. Jim Powell, though, he's here for 12 years. Then you had Corey Provis for a little bit. Twins job open, he goes. You had Joe Block for a little bit. Pirates job opens, he goes. Craig Counsell filled in. He did the same role as Powell did. I should have asked him if he ever heard Counsell broadcast. Oh, well, next time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.